Week, I was speaking about the Yehudim Gashmim, the physical promises, the physical benefits that will have when Mashiach will come. So, there's a few more nekudas I wanted to point out regarding the Yehudim Gashmim. One that I discussed, what is the purpose, what is the meaning behind the physical benefits that will have when Mashiach will come? Straightforward explanation for why we're going to have it is in order that we should be able to serve the Eibishter in complete peace and tranquility and without any daigus. The more a person has complete freedom of daigus and the whole everything is b'shafara, all physical things are in great abundance. So obviously you can serve Hashem in the ultimate way. And then we discussed the Indian, the it's not the miraculous, so to say, side of the physical abundance that will be, that the Chachamim are so much maidich. The Chachamim, there's a number of Marich Hazal discussing how big the fruit will be and how fast it will grow and so on and so forth. Do these interfere with one another when they record? You have to know sometimes these things are static that goes from one to the next. Whatever, stop calling. Yes. Okay.
I'll put mine too, if may not need it.
So the Indian of the miracles that the Chachamim discuss also it's not just Saka, if it will just be that we'll have all these things in order that we should be able to serve Hashem properly, why are we focusing so much on it? So the reason that Rebbe explains we're focusing on it because it emphasizes how the physical world will become completely one with its source. The reason why things in this world take time until they happen, and even when they do happen, they're not complete, and things are not successful, and things have to go through a whole process, is because the physical world is not, so to say, mu'uchad. It's a thick vessel, which is not one, doesn't right away take in the earth, the light that comes from Hashem. It has to go through a whole process until it finally is able to produce. There's a bracha that comes from the Eibishter, there should be wheat. Yeah, so it doesn't happen right away, you have wheat. It has to come, you have to plant, you have to sow, it has to grow. Then after you grow, you have to go through all the malachas of cutting and reaping and threshing and winnowing, all the things, you know, all the sidur of the past, the yudal of malachas, and then you have something ready to eat. But when Mashiach will come, since the davar gashmi, the gashmis will be one, completely one with its source, so the spiritual flow of the Eibishter will come right away, you'll have a complete ready to eat food, there won't be a need for wait time, won't be a need to go through any process of you know, preparation, and be there right away. And similar with all the other things, this is, and what it brings out, reflects out on the Yid, that when the Yid serves the Eibishter in a way that the Torah mitzvahs and everything he's serving Hashem is in a way that it takes through the essence of his existence, his etzem mitzvahs, he's totally one with it. So it's something that's totally one with you, affects you on all fronts. Begashmis and Beruchnis.
The man was also something ready. Anyway, ready to eat. No, I'm saying it was then also this Giluim that is going to be lost.
Similar but different. The man was Lacham in Hashemayim. This is Lacham in Ha'aretz. Leit Kam Achilukim. I don't want to get into it right now, but the man was a Fisha also, wasn't.
It was still a Fisha.
Also, was nicht in Dortmund ist gewesen, die ganze Worte Dortmund gefällt. The whole Nakuda there was, it wasn't. But the whole Nakuda here, that the physical earth will give out ready-made food. So it says that the Gashmi is the Eretz, the Gashmi is the earth, will be one with the Dvar Hashem. There was Pumfaker, there was the earth, take took who knows how long to produce food. There was that from heaven it came down ready-made food. It was a totally different word. It wasn't Mudgish, the Milo, that the Gashmi was one with Ruchnis.
The Meraglim didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael because you'll be busy with Avedah. So if the Moshiach had come,
the Salvan, that argument, I forget.
Now, there's a few Nakudas here. was one main, but a few nukudas I wanted to add to this nukudas. I think there's a lot to discuss about this. One of the nukudas is that there's another bir al pi chassidus, and the reason why we focus particularly and primarily on physical abundance. And the explanation the Rebbe says in the Maimer, the Rebbe speaks there, it's a Maimer, Achel Shabbat, Aftafshin Chavchas, it's a Mugadik Maimer, Yermel Yenus Amacha Chodesh, was that Maimer, the Maimer right before. The Rebbe also spoke about this, and the Rebbe was focusing there on the Rechush Gadol. You know, when the Eden went out of Mitzrayim, they went out with the Rechush Gadol, a great amount of wealth. They emptied out Mitzrayim completely. So the Rebbe says, Al Darach Zak, Kimei Kate, Seis Chameres, Mitzrayim, Merenu, Floy, so Rebbe miracles happened, they left Mitzrayim. Same thing will happen when Mashiach will come. So Mashiach will come, will also come out with great wealth. And the Rebbe brings there the Gemara in Pesachim, it says that Yosef HaTzadik hid, this is these weeks, Parshiyasaka, he hid away three treasures. Shalosh Matmonius says one was revealed to Korach, I think. That's how he became so rich. One was revealed to Antoninus, I think it says. The third one will be revealed to Tzadikim Lasad Lavin. And the Rebbe says it's not just going to be a third in quantity, but obviously it's a third in quality. The fact that it should be revealed when Mashiach will come is right, but it's a total higher level. So obviously, the Ramazan here, the secret meanings, what a mystical meanings, what it means, the three matmonis, but Pashtus is gold and silver, the whole gold and silver of that
same
time.
As Kairach, same on Trento.
Yeah. All the gold and silver of his time was Yosef gobbled it all up, you know. So we revealed to the Yidden when Mashiach will come.
Rambam
so
says it would be so much that nobody care about it.
Right? And Achanam, we come out down in the swing coffer. So the Rebbe asks.
What do you need Yosef's?
No, Dartan, the Chalazavim. The Rambam says, Kolam Adanam at swing coffer. The Rambam, first of all, doesn't speak about gold and silver and then the Chashuvi, he does not over here. But Kolam Adanam at swing coffer, all delicacies will be as dust. That is three pirush. One pirush will be as abundant as dust. The other pirush is what you said, but the second pirush, but that pirush is as a continuation of the first pirush. It will be so abundant that it will be considered as dust. The pasuk says, "Ein kesef nechshav b'mei shleima." There is a shleima, silver was considered nothing. Why? Because there was so much of it. So if you won't have anything, it's not that it's considered nothing because it's nothing. It's considered nothing because you have so much. So it's nothing.
There's a deeper pshat
that the Rebbe is mechadish, kol madanim suyin kofer, that the chashivus not just will be so much that will be considered like dust, but because we'll recognize that the true chashivus, the true hanah, the true benefit is godliness, so all the madanim, all the physical pleasures will be mitsuyin kofer, will be considered in our eyes as if they're worth as dust. But getting back over here, so the Rebbe speaks last level of the Rechush Kodesh. The Shulchan is other Midrash, and there's a famous Midrash that says that Yerushalayim will be, in today's day and age, when you want to make two people want to make a barrier to their property, they take bricks and stones. So the Mashiach will come and make your division with gems and diamonds. It says that a Yid will go to Yerushalayim, will be face Yud Bezal, Yud Chesmil, surrounded with diamonds. Two people have a dispute. One guy owes each other $100. They go to Yerushalayim to Mashiach to make peace between them. As they're going on the way, a guy finds a diamond. He says, "How much do I owe? $100. Here you have." Plus, he says, "Fine."
Well, it says Rebbechinan was machbir a Talmud of his.
Yeah.
He went. He said that. But the pasuk says something could carry. It'll be stones in Shalayim. The doors of Shalayim will be made of
windows.
The windows in the Shalayim. The doors over there. The doors.
Well, open.
Actually, yeah, it's going to be diamonds. So he laughed. There's no. It can't find the size of an egg.
High
10 amas. Yeah, 20 amas or 10 amas. They can't find the size of a big egg of a bird. They're going to find that. He left. The young man, he went into water and he saw malachim carving out stones for Yishlaim and diamonds. So he came back to Old Rebbe. Rebbe, you don't know. I saw what you said. So the Mordechai said. The Rebbe said, if you didn't see, you didn't believe. You're lagli. Do the chachamim. It's not with the.
But these days they make the diamond in laboratory. Exactly.
So the Rebbe explained. Huh?
The diamond they're making laboratory now.
Laboratory? You mean fake?
Laboratory diamond. No, it's not really? Fake. It's real, yeah.
That's meanwhile, they can't come out good. It is not
they
very.
Say it's good.
Not yet.
No
not
flaws.
Yet. Not yet. Flaws, yeah. No flaws, not. But it doesn't have that. It doesn't have the green of the diamond that has the strength of the diamond. Absolutely doesn't have it yet. That's why we can tell the difference. Yet. Still can tell the difference. But it can take time. It can be that one also.
Anyway, getting back to this, is that the Rebbe explains that the Rebbe asks, what's the ganze gewalt? Why are you making such a big focus on the physical things? Like I mentioned, according to the third pshat, we all consider like nothing. What's talking about the flaw, the greatness of Vasudigamsa? What chashivas, what importance will we have with all these things? So the Rebbe says there are another vort, and the truth is this vort is probably connected with a similar vort they find in other places in Chassidus. The Rebbe says the fact, the Rebbe discusses the concept that the neshama will be nizaynus min haguf. The neshama will get sustained from the body. The way it works today is that the body gets sustained from the soul, right? That's why the Rahman will find after the neshama leaves the body, there's nothing left. There's no chayis, no life left. The neshama will get chayis from the guf. And the Rebbe explains it by richos of chassidus. But the nekuda is we know by tchias hamesim the soul will come back down in the body. Question is, what's the significance of the soul coming down in the body? Why can't the soul remain upstairs and get to tzchad upstairs
without a body?
Without a body, yeah. So there's two biurim that the Rebbe gives. One biur the Rebbe gives.
The body is also going to be upstairs, like you say, upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, without a body, that's what I mean to say. Okay, no?
So the Rebbe says two biurim of Pichsidus. One biur of Pichsidus is that there's two stages in the biur, so to say. One stage of the biur is that the goof will also the word is lost love, the revelation, the highest revelation will be able to be revealed even with the body. The body won't conceal the light of the neshama. That's one stage. There's a lot to discuss in that itself. The second stage that Rebbe says is furthermore, is that the ikar is the body, because the body of Pichsidus has a higher source than the neshama. What does that mean? Chassidus explains the neshama is like a son to the Eibishter. The neshama has a mila. The body has absolutely no quality whatsoever. The only quality it has is that the Eibishter chose the body of the Yid. The body of the Yid should be a Jew. He chose the neshama as the guf of the Yid. Therefore, the bechira comes from the etzem of the Eibishter himself. A father and a son, it's taka, what we call in usual lingo, since we call it an essential love. But at some point, it's still the essence of the father, where he's a bit detached from the son. It's the love is more of a natural thing. It doesn't come from the essence itself. When a person chooses something, that comes from the essence mamish. Whatever the beer is of Bichsidus is big maskil, and I can give you better explanation. We just want to discuss the etzem inyan, what the Rebbe is saying. So the Rebbe says the truth is the neshama is also a bechira, but the bechira and the neshama is revealed through the bechira and the guf, whatever it might be. So la'asad lavay, it's the highest revelations will come dafka through the guf, not just pshat, that the guf will also be able to be there by the giluyim and it won't conceal. It will be a keli first, but furthermore, the neshama will get from the guf. So the Rebbe says, based on this, the Rebbe explains the fact that we make such a big thing about the physical bliss, the physical abundance that will be, is the Rebbe says, why does the guf enjoy gold? Why does the guf enjoy madanim gashmi, physical delicacies? Because the guf is a grubby guf, and because it's a coarse entity that only enjoys physical pleasures, it's not just because of its coarseness, but it's because in itself, mitzadin yomay hapnimi, the haguf, the Rebbe says, mitzad, the inyan of the guf, has a connection with physical pleasures. So therefore, it's not just that when the guf will be at the highest level, even like other Mishnah Kedem, where other Mishnah's body was before this, or even more, nevertheless, the physical body will still attain, there will still be some benefit it will gain inside its own inyan, whatever it is, however you explain it, from physical pleasures. So therefore, the same way the neshama will get sustenance from the body, the physical pleasures, the physical abundance will in some way enhance the avodas Hashem of a yid. It's not just because that you won't have any worries to be able to tell the mitzvah. The physical pleasures themselves have a quality that they affect the guf of the yid, and the guf of the yid is the ultimate. They're going to be the ultimate height when Mashiach will come. All the revelations will come from the guf of yid. To rephrase this, I don't know if it's the same thing. L'chayr is not mamish the same thing, but l'chayr is connected. The Chassidus explain a similar word. Why does the Chassidus, the Rebbe discusses in that sikh also, the mention last week, the famous sikh, the Rebbe when discussed that sikh, the Rebbe explains the famous question of Farshim asked, why does the Torah make such an emphasis b'chlal? Forget about Mashiach, but b'chlal and Parshas b'chukaisai particularly, talking about reward and punishment, it's all about physical things. Why doesn't it mention a word about Elam Haba, about spiritual? So the truth, there's many Mefarshim, the Rebbe quotes, many opinions in the Mefarshim here, and you could find all different types of answers, which is not the purpose of this year. Some say Tehret does discuss Elam Haba, some say that Tehret, for whatever reason, didn't discuss it here. But the Rebbe says there, Avart Apich Siddhis, Atzmos, the essence of Hashem, has a Shaykh is after the Gashmis. Gan Eden is great, Elam Haba is great. But Sof Kol Sof Chassidus explains the Etzem of Hashem is found in Elam Haza. So in the physical abundance, physical brachas, is because it's hard to understand what's the Pum Pshat. Maybe if you put both the Namayim and the Sikh together, they have a little bit of understanding. But the highest revelations of the Etzem of Davish is revealed in physical abundance. So the Rebbe says that it could be, if you put the two together, in other words, the physical goof of the Yid, when on its ultimate source, which is
what's the legani? The coming back to the ikdiras.
Dort is as nacham or dort als
shat. Atzmus himself.
Atzmus, fine. So yeah, in nacham. So dort is out. In other words, the word is that yeah. In other words, that you must say that the physical ma'adanim, the physical things you'll have, it's not.
The
Shaila's boss is Pshat. Is it the Gilui Yalakus? And the Maim is Mashma more than just the Gilui Yalakus. Maim is Mashma. The Maim goes with a different guy. And the Maim is Mashma. The Guf has the Gilui Yalakus. The Madanim helps the Guf. So it helps the.
The Gilui. What's Mahav Gashmis? Only Leila Vada Keich Vechilat Ladin Havid. And therefore, what. We any Gashmis. The Gilui Bazoi.
Vostak Nabin Tanugum Gashmis. I have here my tzad of lechem lach. I have here bread and water,
and
I have
a steak.
Now the gash, the atzmus that's in gashmis, the atzmus, tzad atzmus itself, it's the etzem geshem. So this explains the etzem geshem comes from atzmus. The tzura, if it's steak, if it's bread, this is nishat.
It's more gushim. Why is lechem tzar and my lachatz good for the goof till bis Mashiach, and eating all the pleasures of the world is a chayah? should frame himself for it because it's megashim,
no.
Which means there's more good gashmis. There's more of fagrepkait. There's more gashmis. Ashvila ashvala gashmis. And over there will be miskalded. That over there is gilalakus. More than in the gashmi.
The more grabber is, the more alakus there is.
Because more gushim.
No.
Yes.
The more tachtoni. You have in the kuda that the highest, the kolag of yisrael mati yisrael.
Yeah.
Then you have the bchalal the kuda.
It's edeler. It's edeler means it's closer to lakus. It's not that. It's not as hell behest of
the lakus. That's out again. If you learn chassidus, you'll see that there's a number of places explained that there's the tzura and the chumah, the goof, yeah, the goof. There's einayim was nine. In the davar gashmi, every davar gashmi is a tzura. The tzura comes from malaklamun. In the goof, mitzad at the etzim goof comes from atzmus. Mitzad that there's no difference in a table, a chair, a potato, a steak, a body. It's all atzmus. Why is so? In other words, if you're going to say, if
because of fact, this could be this could go down low to such low.
So the rest is
in the tzura, whatever it is.
The rest is yetzvegen atzmus. The rest yetzvegen giluyim.
No.
The zos al derech was chesedus says that in the lowest things you have higher nitzotzes. The Hayni Tzaitis is nicht
Atzmus.
The Havus Hadover Gatshmi, there's no difference mitzad Atzmus. The Koyach, same Koyach Atzmus, that's Mahava, this Gatshmi is Mahava that Gatshmi.
Same Koyach Atzmus is Mahava Ruchmus also?
No, no.
Why?
Because Ruch, no. No, that's the word that Chassid has
said. As was?
As Ruchni is, wie war das Ruchni ist, nicht, hat nicht der Hegel schon mit Jusse mehr zu sein.
No.
Ruchni ist es nicht,
ist mehr. In Etzem mit der Silber und Kuss, wie alle anderen Sachen.
Nein.
In Etzem ist Ruchni ist wirklich der Kuss, wie die Gatsch ist.
Ruchni ist darf nicht schwer geatmet. Ruchni ist darf nicht schwer geatmet.
Sie darf nicht haben, aber der Gil, aber Galle sein, der Kuss schon war, darf nicht haben, kommt zu
ihm. Nein, das Habus von Ruchni ist, darf nicht haben, kein Geatmet.
Aber bei Etzem ist als Atzmus.
Obviously, but that's all. I don't think we're going to get any clarification here through our.
How is it related Etzem lose to this Inyan, you say? That never destroys.
That's something else.
Anything related to this, what you say?
That's something else. What does that have to do
with
that?
Never get destroyed.
That could never get destroyed because it never sinned. You want to say because it comes from Atzmus? I don't think that that's for sure. Polyphon, the bottom line is that. I think the mimer says a word a bit differently, which might be able to be more understood. The goof, why do we need the madanim gash? In other words, the goof of a yid has kirch afus. By the goof enjoying madanim gash, not mitzad is grobkat. The fact that goof enjoys physical pleasures, there's obviously could be done in a coarse way, but if you take it on its most refined level, it's not a coarse thing. The goof you have, even in the Tanya, it brings down that when he ate good fat meat, and he drank good wine, was able to learn halacha better. So in other words, we're talking about the goof enjoying gashmis on a pure way, not on a coarse way. So the gashmis helps the goof. Since the goof of the yid will be the kerech atzmus will be in the goof will be greater than the kerech atzmus in the veld. Kerech atzmus in the veld is that Eibishu was mahavit. Kerech atzmus in the goof. It's also a different word if you think about it. But the goof of the yid has the kerech atzmus in it, so the physical tainugim that will have, that will help, that will bring out the goof, in other words, connect, that will help the goof of the yid, through that, it will help the giluim of the goof loss of love. However that works, I don't understand. But I can just tell you the issue is that there. You have, the truth is you have the nisht and demoisis, but anyway. I'm just saying, it's, whatever the beer might be, there's another place, the other word that I told you, there's a mimer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe quotes in Samach Vav, I think, there in Samach Vav, he explains, I think, the kitzur, that the reason why, because the Yudim Gashmim in Atzmus gets revealed, in other words, Ruchnis is not a keli for Atzmus. Gashmius is a keli for Atzmus. I just don't understand why the more, if you have a nicer house, or you have what it says there, v'chaltem yoshen noishon, and thus, why is there more Atzmus if you have more physical abundance? In other words, how are you more connected to Atzmus now that the steak has salt and pepper on it, instead of just, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to, I'm not understanding the word in Chassidus. But I'm just discussing in the Maimer, it's a different word. The Maimer is a bit of a different word that the goof of the Yid is Kerech Atzmus.
Be able to be Maimer Master and the Lakus is a Kerech. It's a Kerech. And the more Hell Master, the greater Kerech. A greater Kerech. And more Megushim.
Fine, but this is it's still Nachal Tzim Giluim. It's still not Atzmus. But I'm Cholayfen, it's not negated.
Okay.
I was getting late already. So that was the Nakuda that I wanted to say. There's a few more than Nakudas that I wanted to say. The Kitzer, there is an interesting discussion of the Rebbe La'asulavi when it's going to be that the earth will give Akulus Kois and Klei Milas and so on and so forth. So are we going to have to do any avoda whatsoever for it? Are we going to have to sow into the ground, or are things going to grow spontaneous? And the truth is, the Rebbe in the one for a break, the Rebbe says you will have to sow it, and you will have to do charishu zriya, you will have to do plowing and sowing. Why? The Rebbe says a word because there still has to be the avoda satachta. The idea of dira betachtoin, of having dwelling place betachtoin, means you still need the avoda betachtoin. The earth will give out ready-made food, but you need the avoda of the tachtim need avodah v'tachton to. Beibushin has a taiva that everything should come through the avodah v'tachton.
Did Adam Arishon do the avodah?
No. Yeah, lavdol l'shamra. Lavdol l'shamra, whatever that means. Now, there's other maimonides in Chassidus who clearly says you won't have to do avodah. And but there's one man from Mitzrayim, there's the Shnei Chesim Rachishim Zazav Barakas, and one man from Mitzrayim, he says it's going to be two tkufas. Really, he says the interesting thing I mentioned in the past. He says Asidu Adar Shetayisik Luskoy, Asid Isha Shetelot B'chol Yoyim. But a woman will have a child every day. Don't forget about Luskoy. So the Mitzrayim explains that one tkufa will be that a woman will conceive from a man. The earth will give fruit based on the. You'll have to sow into the ground, and it will happen right away. He said a second level is a higher second tkufa after tchiyas hametzim, is that it will happen on its own. The earth will give it on its own without having to sow it. A woman will give birth without a man. She'll give birth every day without a man. Explains what Bichsidus aliyas hamalchus. One level is the malchus and zaz equal. Another level is the malchus is even higher. You could learn. And Mari Admiram Soy is page Bereshis, page Shin Yud Anan is Taka this week from Kate, right? You guys.
The Hippet Tzufim are taken away. The imps are
whatever it is, I'm saying.
But the letter doesn't.
But
Odom Morishim, Kredem Achet, the first hour, when was the Chet Tzadas? Mamushin did
he was born a little bit, I have to go now.